You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our Rays reporter Bill Chastain as we're going to look inside the bullpen of the Rays heading into 2017 on the podcast this week. But Bill, before we get to that, the Rays making a big trade over the last week. Logan Forsyth is headed out west to the Dodgers. Jose De Leon joins the Rays. So a second baseman that's been such a big part of this team the last couple of years goes away. Evan Longoria didn't seem to be thrilled with it, but Jose De Leon, a young right-handed pitcher who seems ready for the big leagues. He made his debut for the Dodgers in 2016. When you look at this trade, they just traded starting pitching away. Now they get some back in a separate deal, but what does losing Logan Forsyth mean for the 2017 edition of the Rays?
Well, you're losing a quality at bat in the lineup. I mean, he was one of the tougher outs, but on the other hand, you're getting back a pitcher that you know, it looks like could be a mainstay in the rotation, and they'll control him for several years. So that's kind of just how they do business. You know, you graduate from Rays University once you start making a lot of money, but you know, they've got De Leon, and looks like, you know, he's got legitimate promise. And, you know, Eric Neander of the Rays said that he didn't, you know, they didn't go into the offseason looking to trade Forsyth, but this guy was just the guy who was on their radar, you know, De Leon. And when he was available, you know, they pulled the trigger on the deal.
Yeah, and it almost the Rays benefit maybe from what the Twins couldn't get done, because the Dodgers for so long seemed like Brian Dozier was going to be the guy as far as getting a second baseman. But the Twins wanted more than just De Leon. They wanted somebody else as well. The Dodgers didn't want to do that, so instead they turned to the Rays. So they get more young pitching. So who's going to play second base for the Rays? Is Nick Franklin the guy, or is there going to be a competition?
I think there's going to be a competition, and if you were handicapping it, I would think the leader in the clubhouse would be Franklin, just because the way they ended the season. But you know, don't count out Tim Beckham. He's still got some talent, and you know, I would love to see what he could do if he got to play every day. And then also Daniel Robertson, you know, he could end up being your, you know, utility guy in the infield. So who knows, you know, how it's going to shake down. But I do think there definitely will be competition in the spring.
All right, let's move on to the bullpen. And you talk about trades and rumors, and there's certainly been rumors around Alex Colome as well this offseason. So far, the Rays have held on to their closer from 2016, who really took over that role, obviously, when Brad Boxberger went down, and Colome embraced it and looked every bit as good a closer as, you know, as far as consistency and everything. He may not be that absolute dominant guy, but you need a dependable guy in the ninth inning. Alex Colome was that for the Rays.
Yeah, he didn't seem rattled to come in and pitch the ninth. In fact, he seemed to come in and be just embrace the moment. So I think he has the makeup to continue being a closer, whether that's with the Rays or somebody else, who knows. I do think we're going to get a good look at Ryan Stanek in the spring. He had a good season last year. You know, hard thrower, changed over from a starter to the bullpen. So, you know, right now I think they've got a good situation because they're building a bullpen from the top down. You know, you've got Boxberger and you've got Colome at the back end, and then, you know, it's a lot easier to find the guys to bridge them.
And obviously Boxberger didn't put together, once healthy, the season that he wanted to a year ago, the ERA nearly five, but he had to deal with a lot of stuff there. Is there confidence that he's going to be back to what he was in the past, which was a guy that was capable of closing for this team?
Oh, I think the feeling is that he will be back. You know, everything last year to him last year, I think all of his fortunes were tied to his health, and it was spotty. You know, even when he came back the first time, he re-injured himself in his first outing. So he missed a lot of time, and I think it's really hard to get into a good groove when you're in that situation.
The Rays have also added some depth to that bullpen recently. Sean Tolleson has been signed, right-hander. This is a guy, Bill, that saved 35 games for the Rangers just in 2015, not that long ago, but had all kinds of troubles last year. Seems like a perfect signing for the Rays, though. It's going to be one of those, you know, low risk, but the possibility of high rewards, and a guy who's pitched in those high leverage situations that won't be depended upon to do it necessarily for the Rays. He could be that guy that you see in the seventh inning. Seems like a perfect fit and a good signing at this point in the offseason.
Yeah, and you know what? The Rays, if there's one thing they seem to have had a magical touch on, from, like 2006 on, has been bringing in these guys who had done well, and then they kind of get another, they kind of falter, and then bring them into the Rays, and they kind of reclaim their careers. So it's funny, you almost bet on a guy like that once they go to the Rays, just given the history of them picking up veteran relievers and what's happened to them.
And then you look through the rest of the guys as far as the bullpen goes. You have Xavier Cedeño, Danny Farquhar, Eni Romero. Erasmo Ramirez was good a year ago. There's a lot of names there. How do those guys kind of – what roles do those guys fit into at this point? I know everything can change in spring training once they're out there throwing. But are there – in your mind, do the Rays kind of have a feeling of where those guys will fit, or is it just going to be open spring training and see who kind of rises to the top?
Of that group, I would say Xavier Cedeño is probably the – one guy who's kind of your left-handed specialist, to go after left-handed batters. Otherwise, I think it's all hands on deck, filling in the innings. And, some of them will start the season in the minor leagues, some will start in the major leagues, and they'll shuffle back and forth all year based on how much work the bullpen's getting. So they want to, have as many guys as they can that are fluid and can go back and forth between the minors and the majors and give them the innings they need.
I mentioned Erasmo Ramirez, and he's been the guy in the past that could be that swing guy, Bill, that can start in a pinch if needed as well. Is that going to be his role going forward? Is that what the Rays think is his best spot, to be a guy that you could keep stretched out a little bit because he can make that spot start?
I don't know if that would be him this year, or that might fall to someone like Chase Whitley. But Erasmo certainly did it pretty well. He was kind of the tail of two seasons last year, started off really hot and then kind of faltered. But that's two pretty good guesses right there, Erasmo or Chase Whitley.
And then you mentioned one youngster in Ryan Stanek that could get a look here in spring training and see, and maybe potentially could be a high-leverage guy eventually. Another young guy in the system, Jamie Schultz. How much of a look does he get in spring training?
Well, he opened some eyes last year, and, I don't think they've really ruled out him being a starter yet, so probably more than likely he would start the season at Durham, in the rotation until he proved otherwise. But, you've seen a lot of guys, even guys who became starters in the major leagues, come up as relievers and then move back into that role. He's got good composure. He's got a good fastball. He seems to know what he's doing out there. So I think if you're going to watch the Rays this spring, two really interesting guys to take a look at are Stanek and Schultz.
Finally, adding De Leon into the equation as far as rotation goes, Bill, that means they kind of look like they have six starters again. So whoever doesn't get a spot in that rotation from that group, does that guy end up in the bullpen, or is there a guy that with options that ends up in AAA? Obviously, De Leon has options, but I feel like they'd prefer it if he could win a spot in the rotation.
Well, all of those possibilities happen. The big qualifier in the whole thing is who's healthy at the end of spring training, and usually these things have a way of working themselves out. Somebody tweaks a muscle here or there, and you end up having to use this guy or that guy. It's pretty rare to come out of spring training squeaky clean on the health. So if they have to do it, I think they've got the guys there who they've got options, and they can send them down to protect them. But usually again these things have a way of working themselves out.
Great stuff as always, Bill. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.